I strongly recommend creating a self-development plan for your growth. Whether you're listening to this audio or reading this blog post to want to learn how to be a coach or how to further your coaching career, a self-development plan will help make this a reality. Every dream, every aspiration will come much easier if you have a well-developed plan. Hi everyone, this is Nick Bosk for your Coaching 101 Minute this week. This is our monthly recap for the month of July 2014. I wanted to do a recap of all the topics that we covered in our Coaching 101 Minutes over the past month, and then also leave each of you with the framework of how you can create your own self-development plan. So we've covered topics this month on hope and visualization, the power of hope and positivity. We also had a topic on developing tools, specifically looking at the wheel of life, allowing you to really develop your own wheel of life and to see where you can grow and where you're strong. We also talked about creativity, and that creativity is something that you can learn and develop further. It's really looking at right brain versus left brain. And if you're focusing on idea creativity, you can definitely bring this into your coaching and help your clients do the same as well. We also talked about values, which is really the foundation, the building blocks to the coaching industry, understanding who you are and what it is that you enjoy and you value in life. Now, taking all of these ideas, our visualizations, our kind of map of our life, our creativity, and our values, it's really time now to look at what is our plan of action? What is our goal? What is it that I want to do? Your plan should include information that you have gathered about yourself and the world around you. You can create a plan with action steps that need to be achieved within your plan. There are many forms of plans that you can take. It can include pictures, graphs, colors, and it can be dotted point tables, you know, very elaborate. But I want to be very, very simple, and I'm going to give you a 10-point self-development plan guideline. And they're broken up into two different sections. First is the setup, and the last five is the follow-up. So beginning with the first five, the setup, the first one is information gathered. So for example, if you're listening to this audio, you're probably looking into coach training, looking to become a coach. An example of gathered information is that you just heard about a new profession called coaching. It is to support people and to change lives, and also coaches change their own lives. So that's the information you've gathered. Number two is ideas. What did you think of when you heard this new information? Possibility could be, coaching could add value to my current skill set, and I could actually offer my services to clients. From that idea, we have number three, goals. The goal in this case could be to become a coach. Number four, actions. I want to become a coach, so what do? Enroll in a coach training course is number four. And that's kind of where everyone, I think, if you're listening to this audio, it probably resembles your experience right now. You're in the action phase of this self-development plan. Number five, and the final component of the setup, is the time frame. When is this time frame? When is it that you're going to enroll in this coach training program? Within the next 48 hours, within the next month, within the next year. Moving on, it is the follow-up. So number six is the outcome. What is the outcome of that time frame? It could be that you enrolled by the time that you set. You enrolled in a week. You enrolled in a month into the coach training program. So number seven is reaction. So what do you feel by going through this outcome? In this case, feeling really great. I'm moving forward and loving learning. Number eight is learning. What did you learn from that reaction? You can say you've learned so much. You've learned about powerful listening, self-directed learning, and you have coached for 20 hours. That's wonderful. So number nine is behavior. I am not stressed out as I used to be about attending class or about coaching. It comes more naturally. Your behavior is different. And then finally, the final step is results. In this case, I have increased revenue by 15% since I added coaching to my services and work, and my relationships are stronger and more trusting. So once again, just to go over the self-development plan, number one, information gathered. Number two, ideas. Three, goals. Four, actions. Five, time frame. Six, outcomes. Seven, reaction. Eight, learning. 9, behavior, and 10, results. If you are interested in learning more about this specific self-development plan, I really encourage you to look into the work of Kirkpatrick, as this is Kirkpatrick's model that we're following here for our plan of action. I really encourage you, if you're listening to this audio or reading this post, reply in the comments with your self-development plan. Maybe you just want to start with the first 5, the setup. Share with us. We'd love to share in the energy to see you develop yourself into something new and beautiful. If you have not had a chance yet to attend one of our free Coaching 101 teleclasses, I really encourage you to go and to register. It is a chance to really sample what our class feel is like, real students from real classes, as well as people like you who are coming and wanting to learn more about coaching. All of our trainers are open and friendly and love meeting new people on the calls. So come along, join in, add that to your self-development plan, and we'll see you on our next Coaching 101 teleclass. For everyone here at International Coach Academy, this has been Nick Bosk for your Coaching 101 Minute.